We are back on the Wyoming Sports Talk today. It is time now for the Cheyenne Stampede Coaches Show. Well, we get assistant coach Heath Lance in today for the under the weather Neil Breen, and we'll also have GM owner Mark Lance join us. Heath, thanks for joining us. First and foremost, I think back to when you were playing way back when. I mean, it seems like it's been a long time. But again, you were on that young guy side when you were when the Stampede was a new franchise, and you guys took your licks as well. But I mean, you know, we had some good times. But look back on this weekend against the Utah team, older, bigger, faster. They kind of took you guys out to the woodshed this weekend.
Yeah, definitely. It's a learning process. You know, we have a lot of younger guys, a lot of rookies. Like you said, I think back when I was playing, and you got to take advantage of, you know, the times you're playing the bigger guys, the tougher guys, you know, the more skilled guys, and just use it as a learning experience. You know, Utah with their three wins over us this weekend, I think they jumped to third place in the whole league. So they're definitely a really good team. But you just got to take it as a learning process, and it only makes yourself better, you know, if you look at it that way instead of, you know, saying, oh, you know, they're just better, we're not going to get anything out of it.
Well, the guys, you know, come back to work here after the weekend, and, you know, I would assume Dobbers are down a little bit, like, oh, geez, you know, I mean, you know, now we got to go up and face the Casper Coyotes this weekend. They're big, they're older, too. I mean, you and Coach Breen, you know, this is why you guys have to get out there and constantly be teachers to these guys, saying, hey, look, you know, you got to see the forest through the trees. You're going to be older, you're going to get better, but these guys are prepping you to be better hockey players.
Yeah, exactly. It's a you know, learn to walk before you run kind of situation. And yeah, we're prepping for Casper this weekend, you know, getting tight on our D zone details and you know, all our system details. We can definitely steal some points from Casper. You know, we're not that far behind them. I think maybe 10, 15 points somewhere around there. So, you know, with wins being 3 points each, you know, for a clean regulation win, it's definitely, you know, feasible to catch and get in that third place position.
As he's tossing around all these kind of buzzwords, essentially, of what these teams have, key differences of the Cheyenne Stampede at this point in time, I mean, is there anything, again, might be a tough question to at least ask for yourself, at least on this one, Heath, but is there anything that you're seeing right now for the Cheyenne Stampede as a, at least, growing difference between a Utah, an Ogden, a Casper right now, of whether it is we are very undersized, very young, very kind of weak on defense? I mean, what is kind of the glaring kind of handicap right now, so to speak, for the Cheyenne Stampede that is not getting us to these upper echelon teams of Utah, Ogden, throughout, again, the Western States Hockey League?
Yeah, I mean, it's obvious when you come watch the games, you know, we're definitely undersized. You know, we try to play a tougher game, which, you know, we do. When we played tough, you know, against Utah, I almost said Ogden there. When we played tough against Utah, you know, it was a good game. Yeah, they still were, you know, controlling the game, but Saturday night, for example, it was only 1-0. It might have been Sunday. I don't remember which one. It was only 1-0 after the first period. You know, but we were playing tough. We were playing hard. We were playing gritty. You know, playing like you have to play, and that's how we try to teach the guys to play all the time. So we try to be more consistent, you know, in that. And plus, you know, they have more numbers than we do. So, you know, we have a shorter bench. We're constantly, you know, running the same, you know, 6, 7, you know, 8 guys out there all the time, back to back to back, when, you know, they have 4 full lines that they can run out. So that's a big thing too.
You know, as the assistant coach, and I like to get your viewpoint on it, because when we're watching hockey, we're always seeing, you know, the head guy. You know, and he's got the, you know, the paper rolled up or whatever the case may be, and he's also saying lines go out. But what is your role while you're on the bench assisting Coach Breen? What are you actually doing? Are you talking to players? Are you getting things ready to roll as far as, you know, second and third lines? What is involved?
Yeah, so Breen and I actually speak, you know, pretty much the same language when it comes to hockey. We, you know, gelled pretty well together when he came in, and you know, that was nice, because we were both kind of worried about, oh, you know, how's this guy coach? But we pretty much, you know, split it up. He'll take the forwards for the games, and I'll take the D. And, you know, we always, you know, talk before the game, get our game plan. You know, these are the players we want, these situations. So, you know, we both know what's going on both ends. But he mainly, you know, is, you know, sending out the forward lines. I'm sending out the D lines. But we're also going back and forth, you know, talking to players, correcting it at all, you know, all at once. So it's not just, you know, Breeden saying everything and I'm just kind of staying there, you know, doing this, that. It's a team effort. You know, we're both putting in, you know, the work.
I think that's happy, at least for to hear for Pops on his end, that he's just not there just getting paid for just being
just
on
looking
the
good.
Well, yeah, absolutely. You know, and really in Heath's case, and again, watching him play over the years, mm-hmm. I mean, he guy paid his dues. Yeah. I mean, you know, and unfortunately, in the situation of the Stampede or in the Western States Hockey League, he aged out. Intermissions. I also was curious about intermissions. We see this when we go to half times of basketball games. Coaches are out waiting for stats, and then they discuss, and then they go into the locker room. When you and Coach Breen are going in to talk with your team in between periods, I don't know how much video you have access to. I don't know if you're looking at stat sheets. What do you guys discuss with the young men during that 20-minute period?
It's the videos is kind of hard for us to pull up right away because we don't have, you know, the technology of the instant replay. We can pull it up. It just takes a while, and we usually don't have enough time between periods. So we look off, you know, stats. We have people take stats for us, hits, block shots, you know, all that. And we also, you know, take notes ourselves during the game of certain situations. That also helps us, you know, cut film, you know, in the future. We just write down, you know, 5-minute mark of this period, this happened. But you take notes during that, or you just, you know, keep a mental log of it, and, you know, we'll meet with each other, talk about the period and how it went. Sometimes we'll go right away, talk to the guys. Sometimes we'll let them, you know, hang out for a little while, then we'll go in 5 minutes before the period is supposed to start, then talk to them there. It kind of just depends on, you know, how we're playing as well.
Right.
If we're playing really bad and we just need to get it off of our chest, you know, sometimes we'll go in, get it taken care of, and then come back out, let the guys hang out, but then we'll also recoup, discuss, come up with the game plan, any changes we need to make for the next period.
So when you have a situation, and again, you know, we tip our cap to Utah, good outfit, you know, and you said like on Sunday or one of the games you were down 1-0 after the first period, you go in there, you guys should be all amped up, even as coaches. But when it's getting out of hand in between periods, I mean, I'm sure you're seeing a lot of helmets that are down. Yeah. You know, in laps, so to speak. I mean, what's the message in a situation like that?
The way we take it when, you know, games aren't going our way is, you know, we obviously address body language. We don't want bad body language on the ice, or, you know, both on the ice and, you know, in the locker room, on the bench, whenever it is. You know, also, but we split it into periods, you know, so, all right, well, they got that period. They outscored us there. Let's go out this period. You know, let's try to outscore them. We can't outscore them. Let's try to out-hit them, you know. We like to say if we're not going to win the game, let's make them earn it. You know, let's make them go home with ice bags. You know, be bruised, bloody, whatever it is. Let's make them earn it. You know, no, okay, well, yeah, we played Cheyenne this weekend. Man, that, you know, I got some bruises from that.
They might have at least come away with a 13-1 win, but again, what I saw on Friday, it's a scrappy team, yeah, where they're not afraid to fight, especially one at least new product that we talked to last week. Again, one Cody Kiefer, yeah. Got into a few incidents on the ice as well, too, for the Cheyenne Stampede. But I asked Coach Breen about this, I do believe, a few weeks ago, and I'll ask you, Heath, of compared to last year, where, again, we know what happened, not to bring it up, but here it is, again, probably one of the worst seasons. Again, something to forget about. Here we are now with the Cheyenne Stampede. Again, still some series left in this season, and it's a team that is trended slowly in the upward, at least, kind of direction. Have a few more wins than what we did last year. Again, there are positive steps in the right direction right now for this franchise, but in your eyes, what are kind of the glowing differences, at least the positives, compared to last year's team to where at least Cheyenne Stampede under Coach Breen have kind of moved into this season?
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, moving up. It always takes, you know, time to rebuild after, you know, you have a bad year. It usually takes a couple of years to rebuild, but, you know, you pointed out the obvious, you know, we got a couple more wins, but I think, you know, just the compete level is a lot better. We have more skill this year. Like I said, it just takes time, and there is a few more series left, you know, and we're playing teams that are closer in our standings, you know. We definitely have a chance to get more points from them. I was actually talking about it, you know, with our other assistant coach and our equipment manager, Logan, today, that we could, you know, if we go on a tear here, we could possibly get about 20 more points for the finish out the season. And, you know, that puts us in at least fourth, if not third place, depending on, you know, how Casper and Steamboat do. So that's definitely, you know, a feasible goal that, you know, we can do. But it just takes time, you know, like if you take last weekend out of the situation, you know, the three losses, we won, you know, two out of the six games that we played. So we're definitely moving up in, you know, a good direction.
Well, it's something that I pointed out to Coach Brina. If you go back to the last four series, not focusing on the Utah again, you've actually pulled away a win in all of that. So, again, at least moving in that right direction. I do want to talk about really quickly this upcoming weekend series on the road at the Casper Ice Arena, seeing the Casper Bobcats, a team you've seen before. Again, a team that is close to you, at least in the standings, that you're trying to get a few points away. Tell us a little bit of what to expect from the Bobcats coming up this weekend.
You know, they're a physical team as well. they actually, you know, traded away their best guy, so that works out well for us. I think it was a 2-for-1 deal though, so they picked up a couple guys. I haven't seen them yet, but that'll be someone to watch for. So, you know, at least we don't have to worry about their top scorer, you know, out there. But there's definitely skill on that team. You know, our main thing is just we got to be defensively sound, and you know, we got to capitalize on our opportunities and not make mistakes and let other teams capitalize on those.
Heath Lance joining us in place of Coach Neil Breen for today on our Cheyenne Stampede Coaches Show. We're going to take a timeout. We're going to bring in the GM and owner of the Cheyenne Stampede, the Steinbrenner of the West, one Mark Lance, joining us here on 1480 KRA. Back after these words.